Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just a Pill this Thursday. I am your host, Winnell, and I'm glad to be with you today. Every day we will be challenged, confronted, enlightened, or encouraged. But remember, the purpose for each day is to build our relationship with God, to continue to walk in obedience, continue to grow our faith, hallelujah, to help others, constantly learning and studying of God's words, his promises, who he is, and being consistent in our prayer life. So those are what we have to remember. Each day is a new day, and something happens differently each day, huh? I know. So here at Just a Pill, call at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794 to voice your comments or your testimony. Regarding our topic today is war and the weapons of mass destruction, part two. The week before I talked about us being a chosen people, peculiar, and that we didn't need to be afraid because of who we are in God, although all hell is breaking loose all around us. And we definitely have to be mindful, and we can't close our eyes for havocs, the natural disasters, the hunger, the wars that we're seeing. We definitely know we are living in the last days, and we will talk more about that today based upon the Book of Enoch. Book of Enoch shows us that there was a conversation going on in heaven between God the Father in heaven and his angels. And I went through it in part one, so you just have to look at that episode of who Enoch is, how he ascended to heaven without actually dying, going back to the ground, going to sleep, as Jesus puts it in certain translations. And he was able to see and hear of what was occurring here on earth from the spiritual realm or heaven. Okay, so we're going to get into that. So let's look in the Book of Enoch. Now, remember, the Book of Enoch is located in the Apocrypha, and those are certain books of the Bible that are not in the Bible with the 66 books as we know of today, meaning you can find a Bible at the dollar store with 66 books in it, but it's not going to have the Book of Enoch. So you will literally have to go online or order it from Amazon, wherever, just to get a copy of it. And it gives his story of what has occurred that we will talk about today. And in Genesis chapter 5, Enoch is mentioned. And it's interesting because we hear about Enoch and we don't hear anything else about him, right? But we're going to go into his story. So let's just get back to where we were. Again, you can find Enoch in Genesis 5, who is related to Abraham. Yes, he is. And we were looking in chapter 8. Because what I wanted to bring to your attention is there's nothing new under the sun, as Solomon said. And you might say, what are you talking about? What specifics? Well, in Enoch, we're finding out about it. So we go into a portion where he's talking about the angels who had taught men, women, God's creation to do certain things. So I'm going to look into there, which is chapter 8, and it says, Azel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them and bracelets and ornaments and the use of adamantine and the beautifying of the eyelids. Egyptians, ancient Egyptians, and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Okay, this is a part of Azazel, who's an angel. Simjava taught enchantments and root cuttings, witchcraft, Armaros, the resolving of enchantments. Berakiel taught astrology. Kokobo, the constellations. Ezekiel, spell Ezekiel, the knowledge of clouds. Eraquiel, the signs of the earth. Shimiel, the signs of the sun. And Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Okay, let's break it down. So we are seeing these angels are teaching mankind a bunch of stuff. Let's narrow it down. They are teaching them how to make certain weapons. They're teaching them how to beautify their eyelids. So think of Jezebel, remember, before she was coming. When she saw Jehu coming, she said, let me put on my makeup. Why would she get pretty to fight that man? I don't know. But I didn't know then. I do know now, okay? Because it was some part of witchcraft, as we know it. Yes, witchcraft. And all kinds of stones. We are talking about astrology, root cutting, voodoo, as we know it today. There's all types of witchcraft that I'm not going to go into, but certain rituals, traditions, the astrology, that's your horoscope and cosmopolitan. How do I know? I used to read them all the time. Constellations, the knowledge of the clouds, signs of the earth, signs of the sun. And the course of the moon. So I'm not particularly sure what the signs of the earth and signs of the sun, but what we can say and draw a conclusion is that all that the men and women had learned, that they began to perish and they were crying out because they were not supposed to know this information, okay? They were not supposed to know this. Okay, so now we're going to go into chapter 10, and it goes on to say, yes, let's read. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One spoke, and said, Uriel to the son of Lamech. Okay, let's pause for a second, because you're going to have to read the completion of chapter 9. I just don't have it enough time to explain that portion, to read it verbatim, but the nutshell is that here are these angels teaching crazy stuff, not in a bad way. Okay, let me restate that. They were teaching things to men and women that they shouldn't have known. Okay, number one. The crazy part is that it was so much that men and women are crying out to God, right? And it reaches heaven, and there are angels, the good ones, who give the information to the Lord. Like, look, Lord, look what's going on down here. You need to check this, okay? All right. So now let's go to chapter 10. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, go to Noah. Okay. Noah in the Bible, as we know it, and tell him, in my name, hide thyself and reveal to him the end that is approaching. The whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come. Okay, so here is the command for Noah to get ready. Why is Noah so important? Because we know the flood, and he's going to take the people out because they have become so corrupt. Okay, yes. And his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. Okay, let me jump to verse 3. Upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it, and now instruct him that he may escape. Okay, so there's a commandment to let Noah know, go high, because it's about to go down. Here we go to 4. This is the meat of the show. Verse 4 through verse 8. And I'm going to take my time with this because this is the meat of the forms of weapons we see. Okay? Where do they come from? And what happens to the people? Not the people who... Okay, let me start this over. Because I just want to make it clear. We see that there's going to be corruption, okay? We know that God is about to destroy because they have gone overboard. But now we're about to see how God deals with the angels that tell the people the information. Is that clear? I think that's a lot clearer. Okay. And his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. So it's Noah. And again, the Lord said to Raphael, who is an angel, bind Azazel hand and foot and cast him into the darkness and make an opening. Verse 5, in the desert which is in Dudael, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face, that he may not see light. And on the day of great judgment, he shall be cast unto the fire, and heal the earth with the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons, and the whole earth has been corrupted. Let me read that one more time, okay? Read verse 6 and 7 through 8 with me. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall, Azazel, be cast into the fire and heal the earth with the angels have corrupted. Okay, did you get that? God is saying these angels have corrupted the earth and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers, according to this, watchers are those angels, have disclosed and have taught their sons, and the whole earth has been corrupted. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. You're going to have to read the rest of Enoch. I'm just getting your tongue a little bit wet, like thirsty, like what? Curiosity is going to take over your heart, so you will be able to look into this even more, because this is huge, okay? We are seeing judgment from God. We are seeing that he is going to judge this particular angel along with the other ones who he says that they have known secret things that the watchers have disclosed and corrupted the earth. I don't have all the answers, but this is what caught my attention. Meaning, wow, what is happening today? We are talking about years, thousands of years ago, starting with Noah, and how God is telling him to hide himself. We're not even on the part of build this ark real quick, okay? There's a lot of information between that moment until now. But what we want to focus upon is the spiritual warfare that has occurred here on this earth because of fallen angels, known as evil spirits, known as demons, okay? These are the ones who have been disobedient, okay? Yes, I know I keep saying okay, but I just want to make sure that you are understanding what we are going up against. Hallelujah. Okay, that must be the word today. Okay, I really was shaken by, whoa, hold on. What, these angels thought these men had to do this? But the same thing is occurring even now. And what we are beginning to see, let's talk about social media real quick. Instagram is becoming popular. Facebook is popular, but Instagram seems to be just blowing out the charts right now. Snapchat, what else is popular these days? Snapchat and Twitter. But you're starting to find these videos with what, how to beat your face, looking just extremely wonderful and amazing. And the root is, well, where did makeup come from? Boom. Now, I'm not saying, let me say this, I am not saying when you put your makeup on that your intentions is to get somebody. I'm not saying that. But it's interesting how there is a meaning behind a special look upon the eyelids, right? And I just thought of the ancient Egyptians on the hieroglyphics, how they have the black eyeliner on their eye is very, very prominent upon their faces, right? So I'm just making sense, like, oh, wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, these are my takeaways. Okay, the other part that I was also amazed at was the astrology. You really think because you're in a certain month or born a certain year that this is what's happening, and those horoscopes telling you your future, this is what's going to happen today. At the time, I did not think nothing twice about it, like, oh, wow, this is so true. But I didn't know that was a part of the corruption that came from an angel from heaven that wasn't supposed to teach us, right? Okay, that was something that caught my attention. And the reason why I said this is a part of weapons of destruction, because it caused the earth to be corrupted. Can we look on today and see some of the things that I just talked about here a little bit similar to what we're witnessing now in astrology still going on? Of course it is, right? Is a makeup getting to the point, and this is real, y'all, so watch out, getting to the point where you don't recognize what sex is the person, if they are a transgender or if it's a man putting makeup on like a woman. That's a sign of what? Confusion. Yeah, so it's that type of masking that's causing corruption. Right. Yes. And I also thought it was interesting how Jezebel, again, she puts on this makeup, but what we don't see, what type of makeup? Did she put on some red lipstick? What did she do? But what I'm understanding, and I'm not getting into no witchcraft to figure this out, no doubt, but it's something with people painting up their faces that they trying to do something that ain't got nothing to do with God, okay? So just be aware. Just be aware. You might think, oh, my gosh, right now you're being radical. This is irrational. Hey, call it what you want to say. But what I'm just trying to help you with is to have a spirit of discernment in these last days, to loose that, hallelujah, that your discernment will grow even stronger and that you will become even mature of what is to come. But only what are we actually seeing? Because we know Satan, his schemes are very subtle. They don't come at us like, oh, don't you touch that fire. Yeah, right. He is becoming so subtle, it's ridiculous. And the question that I have from this part of Enoch, well, okay, why are we still going to do this now if God cleaned it all? You know, why did we? Because this is another part of fallen angels. This is not the, well, maybe it is the one-third that came with Satan. I don't know. But we just know that they did not obey, and they too will have to face judgment. They too will be cast into the fire. Okay, yeah, I know. I thought, like, wow, this is deep. And I'm only talking about the book of Enoch. So what are the takeaways for today? Well, we can definitely say there's some evil fallen angels, right? And we have some good ones. And they are mentioned here, who was Raquel. You can also look in Daniel and remember that Daniel had to give some revelation about a dream, a vision that he saw, and an angel comes down and let him know, look, bruh, I had to fight in that. And then heavenly rings against these what? Principalities in high places. And this is what we're starting to see. It's general, as Paul states it, but in the book of Enoch, we are starting to see these principalities were in high places, because remember, they came from heaven. They have knowledge from heaven, and you have to remember that it says in Isaiah that God's thoughts are not like our thoughts, right? He is super higher than what we can ever comprehend, and there's information that we have not known now, even when Jesus comes back. We don't know when he's coming, but we know he's coming, right? Yes, we do. Okay. Another takeaway that I have from here is God's creation is no joke, okay? When I say this, we are in the heart of God. Because as you could see that the men, after they learn all this stuff, they're crying out because they begin to perish. Because when you look at Azel teaching them the swords and the knives, well, they were fighting. They are fighting against each other, and they're killing one another, right? Yes. So also, we're starting to notice that he doesn't take that lightly. He doesn't take what he says in his commandments, y'all should not what? Murder lightly. He loves his creation, which is humankind. He loves us. And you mess with his creation, oh, you about to get it. Yes. I don't care who you are. Angels, evil ones, fallen ones, you about to get it, because there had to be a rule. You don't mess with them. Your job is to what? Protect them, not to be involved in such a way that you've given the knowledge to them that they just hurt themselves, right? Not to the point where you are tricking them and you're trying to make it seem that you something that you're not. That's why Satan's about to get what he's going to get at the end. But it's time to have a spirit of discernment to work in it so we will know what he is trying to do. He's trying to take over God's creation. He's trying to mimic that he is the creator when he's not, and make people think like, oh, I'm going to give you the same thing that God said he's going to reward if you follow me. No. And that's, you got to pray for those people that are caught up in witchcraft and who are in those warlocks. We got to start praying for them. That was actually put on my heart just now, because they are living in such a way that they're believing that Satan is going to give them all this stuff. I mean, why else would they be doing it? Getting these powers from these demons, because this is a power. Hallelujah. We're breaking it down. What type of power? What is astrology? What does astrology look like? Trying to tell you something. A medium. Those types of things. That root cutting. Hallelujah. They have specific powers, but they're thinking these are good powers and that I'm going to receive some type of reward, not only here on earth, but they're going to receive something when the time comes when Jesus is going to get them, in a sense, and then we have judgment. Seriously. So you got to pray for the minds of the people that are calling themselves witches now, the people that are calling them warlocks, because the thing is, hallelujah, God loves them too. He will deliver them as well, just like he delivered you. Why? Because he doesn't see his creation as, oh, pitter-patter. It's just something that I just put together. He loves each and every one of us. Hallelujah. It's not time for us to take things lightly. Okay, another takeaway is spiritual warfare is real. Okay? And I guess this is the theme of this entire year for Just Appeal, because I cannot talk about anything without putting spiritual warfare up in this, okay? Because this is what it is. What it is that we are amongst. We are amongst them angels who are following God, hallelujah, who are obedient, and we are amongst those evil spirits, those demons that decided, nope, I'm not going to follow God the Father. I'm going to follow Satan over here. We are in the middle of that, okay? They are trying. They will accomplish the plan to, I'm talking about these evil spirits, to have us be further away from God than necessary. Does that make sense? To put blocks, to put walls in between us so we can't think that we can cry out to him and he cannot what deliver us, right? I don't have all the answers, and I'm not trying to have all the answers. If you have some confusion going on, you just need to ask the Lord, show me, give me some revelation, because the truth of the matter is we are in a war. The massive destruction that we're seeing as of right now, we're seeing different type of weapons physically, right? But what's really behind it is the question. The question is, what is going on, y'all? You know, Jesus ain't just coming back to just get his folks. He's coming back to fight. He's coming back to fight. There was this video of a young girl crying out, and it became very viral on YouTube. But she just crying out to people and just kind of screaming and going out of control, not in a bad way, not in my eyes, just to tell people Jesus is on the way. He is coming. And when you look into Job, this ain't going to be no pretty day. It's about destruction. So why is there so much weight placed on this event? Well, this is a part of it. Anytime you have angels from heaven who have fallen, who have disobeyed, who already know what their task is, and they're going against God's word, his rules, his principles, and then he gets us involved as far as God's creation, oh, it's about to go down. It's about to go down. He does not play when it comes to us. He is our protector. He has given angels dispatch all around us to get these evil spirits that's trying to take over and cause us not to succeed in him. And you might be asking, well, Winnell, why did he put that spirit of affliction on Job? Well, because he said that for Job to understand a humility, right? He had trust in Job that he was going to continuously praise him. Here you go, right? Can I answer like, well, God, why'd you do that? Because he's going to use what he need to use so you can humble yourself so you can get up in the gates of heaven. Okay. So my prayer for today, and the reason why I brought up Enoch, and of course this show goes by so fast, right, is to show you there's more behind the curtains. Have a spirit of discernment of what's actually happened. Don't stay in this slumber. Please wake up. Pray for those that have been caught up in witchcraft and those who call themselves witches and warlocks, because they are dealing with evil spirits. They are believing that Satan has all these promises after here on earth, but if they don't get their hearts right, if they don't turn to the Lord, if they're not delivered, their destination is hell. Very heavy, right? I know it's very heavy. But we have a God who wants us to live, to have life more abundantly. He wants us to have rest, but he also wants to have knowledge, because the lack of knowledge is people what? Perish. Your knowledge is to know that you need to start binding evil spirits. Well, how do you do that? It's specific things. When I say specific, you just say the name. It be discouragement, It is depression. It is lack of self-control, lack of discipline. It is alcoholism. It's drug addiction. It's obesity. It goes on and on. That's how you bind a demon. Those specific names. It's not necessarily for your diagnosis to be like, oh, this is what I'm dealing with, and I'm going to deal with this for the rest of my life. No, it's for you to think about the power and authority to cancel it out of your life. How long that's going to take, that's between you and the Lord, but we have to start believing that he died, talked about Jesus Christ, died for us to have this power and authority. What constantly keeps popping up in my mind is when Jesus says that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. That's what he's talking about. That no evil spirit, crackalaka, strategy was not going to prevail against his people. Hallelujah. And since we already know we won the victory, I better start celebrating right now and helping those who need it too. So let's pray for the people who have been caught up with these demons, and we just pray for their deliverance right now. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the opportunity to be compassionate, to have love towards them. And we pray that they will know your truth and they will believe the truth, that you will set them free out of the enemy's hands. How you have done it more again and again, but we thank you that you love us and that you consider us so valuable and so priceless, that you would give your only begotten son so that we can live and be able to know the righteous and holy God that we serve. So we thank you, Lord. Give us revelation. Help us to fight in the spiritual warfare and to help those that do not know, but to help them understand what is actually happening as well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed. We'll talk about just staying in the path of the Lord. Glory in this journey. All right, be blessed, y'all. Talk to y'all soon.